USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is still not sharing any details on a new deal with Mexico, one day after Mexico's foreign minister denied that any such deal existed. The president is in Iowa, where he'll be meeting with farmers. Now, before leaving, the president spoke to reporters and says, oh, yeah, there's a deal.
So here's your thing. You know, they all say, oh, he doesn't. I just give you my word inside here, and I would love to do it. But you will freeze action it. You will stop it. You will analyze it. Every single letter you'll see. But in here is the agreement.
You know who's also in Iowa is former Vice President Joe Biden, who spoke in Ottumwa.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people. It's about fear and loathing. It's about what the way he calls people, the names he calls them.
And the NTSB is still working to determine the cause of yesterday's deadly helicopter crash in New York City. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Captain Obvious, and every day thousands of people book trips on Hotels.com. Trips you will later hate like. What's a hate like? It's when you like Becky's picture of another perfect waterfall, even though you kind of hate it. It's not that you hate Becky, it's that you hate that she's there, and you're at work listening to Lisa talk about her alleged food allergies. Don't hate like Becky's trip. Book your own with Hotels.com and get rewarded basically everywhere. Hotels.com. Be there, do that, get rewarded.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
American small business remains bullish on the economy. With the latest, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Maintained by the National Federation of Independent Business, its Small Business Optimism Index for April is up, hitting a seven-month high. Most businesses reporting that sales improved in April after being soft in March. Job creation plans were up, hiring still strong, and the expectations for sales, business conditions, and credit conditions all improved. The Federation says the nation's small and independent businesses are bouncing back from a slow first quarter.
Comedian and advocate John Stewart is blasting lawmakers over their lack of action on health care for 9/11 first responders. Stewart spoke following the congressional hearing today to reauthorize funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
No amount of money is going to end the suffering and the grieving that these men and women have to endure, but they can stop making it worse.
Stewart was speaking there on Fox News, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee is continuing to hold hearings on the Mueller report. The White House says they're not impressed. That's according to White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Someone else who's not impressed is ranking member on that committee, Republican Doug Collins of Georgia. He tells Fox News what was accomplished by interviewing John Dean.
Not a thing. It's about like watching late-night reruns on the cable channels where you see all the shows, you know what they're going to say, you laugh at the jokes before they ever get there. The problem was we just ended up yesterday seeing someone who's tried to recreate his career for 45 years by saying, I was part of a corrupt organization, I testified, and now I'm going to say everything is worse than what I did. That's how he's made a living for 45 years.
The congressman continues.
Let me be very honest. What they wanted there was they wanted the word Nixon and impeachment because they were trying to tie that word to the president. They cannot find any other way to tie this president to anything else except through innuendo and off-candid remarks. So they want the impeachment there so that they think, they let their base think that they're actually doing something, when in reality, they're just simply rehashing old times. And then they brought in two U.S. attorneys who have made it a living basically to get on MSNBC and CNN and other networks basically saying that Trump is bad and that if we'd have been there, we would have done this. Well, they wasn't there. They wasn't part of the Mueller investigation. And they're simply two basically law professors giving their opinion.
The congressman was speaking there on Fox News. For more news, please remember you can check out USARadio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.